Right, this is our fourth and final talk on hope. And I think it's a good one. I think God's given me some amazing revelations that I want to share with you. Right, so a quick recap. The first week we said the world's hope is just a wish and a dream, and they don't have any foundation to it. But God's hope is based on the promises in his word. We have to make a decision to hope in God. The second week we looked at Lazarus, who was in a fairly hopeless situation on account of the fact that he was dead. Not his best hair day. And we said in the second week, we may have things dead and buried, but God can be saying they're still alive. Last week, we looked at Abraham, who hoped for a child when there was no evidence of one. And I brought these two revelations last week. Hoping for something in God is as good as holding the title deed to it in our hand. And this revelation, the facts in front of you do not have to be the future in front of you. We can change those facts just by changing our words. This week I want to look at Ezekiel. So most of my scriptures are in Ezekiel 37. It's a well-known scripture, but a really good one, a really exciting one. So we'll start at verse 1. Just read the first few verses. It says this. This is Ezekiel talking. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And behold, there were very many bones in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? Okay. So here's Ezekiel, and the facts that were in front of Ezekiel was a valley full of dry, dead bones. Those were the facts. Everything was dry and everything was dead. So here's my first question today. What are the facts in front of us? What valley are we in this season of our lives? Are we in a valley where things are going good? Are we in a valley of frustration? Maybe with any work situation or relationship situation? Are we in a valley of maybe poverty? Are we in a valley of rejection? What's the valley that we're standing in? Because sometimes some areas of our lives are going good and sometimes other areas are dry and dead. You know, is it dry and full of dead things, dead relationships, a dead career, a dead future? And then God says, asks Ezekiel a question, can these bones live? And I think God is asking us the exact same question about our life. Can these bones live? In other words, can anything be done with the dead things in our life? Can they be brought back to life again? Can the situation that we are facing be changed and go from dead to life? Are we looking at our lives and saying, well, can these bones live? I don't think so. Are we looking at the doctor's report and saying, can these bones live? Literally, I don't think so. I want us to note this, that even if it looks dead, and even if we think it's dead, even if the doctor or other people are telling us it's dead, and everyone's saying this is hopeless and useless, we can still have hope in our God, because our God can make dry bones live. He brings this example to let us know that he can change a situation. He can do that. Verse 1 said this, the hand of the Lord came upon me. You know, we could preach on that as the very first words in Ezekiel 37, verse 1. We could preach on that alone. That is so exciting. It just about pops my socks off. The hand of the Lord came upon me. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, well, that would be fantastic, Sandra. I would love the hand of the Lord to come upon me. Well, then you don't know your Bible. Because the hand of the Lord is not just upon us. It is in us. In the Old Testament, God had to go around and had to come upon people because the Holy Spirit hadn't been given and Jesus hadn't died. So he came upon Moses and he came upon David to defeat giants and he came upon Ezekiel to lift them into the spiritual experience. But the Holy Spirit of Almighty God is in me and he's in you. He doesn't have to come upon us. He is in us and we can have hope because we can release him into our valley of dead bones. We're still in Ezekiel 37, but we're going to verse 11. These bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. What a sentence. Well, I think the hen of depression well and truly landed right there in the Israeli camp. How depressing to think that is your life. My bones are dry, my hope is lost, and I'm cut off from God or any good thing. Because that's a whole lot of dead talk coming out of their lives, out of their mouths. And I want us to note this, that this is the children of Israel talking. This is God's children that are depressed. God's children that are down. Hello? Hello, give me a wave if you're God's child this morning. You know, we are God's children. So are we depressed? Are we at the throne of God begging, I wish you would come down on me? Instead of saying, you deserve it all because you did come down as a little babe and he was crucified on a cross and then he left his Holy Spirit. And Acts 2:2 tells me he came like a mighty rushing wind and he filled the whole house. This is your house from head to toe. My body is my house in God and I'm filled with a mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit. And we can have that every single day, not just in church. Every day we get up, say, thank you, Holy Spirit, you are with me. Overflow afresh in my life. This was the children of God that were depressed. And just look at what they're saying. And they're saying it about themselves. Our bones are dry, we're cut off, and our hope is lost. So are we saying that about our lives? Has our hope been cut off? You think, Sandra, I've got no more hope left. Folks, dead talk only ever produces dead results. It will never produce life. If you've got a packet of seeds and they've been in the cupboard, oh, I've got some seeds that have been in the cupboard 10 years, and you take them out the cupboard and you have a look at the date and think, they're 10 years old, I wonder if anything will grow. Well, if they're still alive, they'll grow. But if it's a packet of dead seeds, it's not going to grow anything. So if we're planting dead seeds and negative words in our lives, not going to grow a carrot, not going to grow squat. Okay, your seeds need to be alive. We need to be planting words that will grow things that are alive, not things that are dead. So here's a revelation. If we want to see life, we need to speak life. So what are we speaking? What are we planting in our lives? Sometimes we're more like the children of Israel than we would like to admit. If we're saying our hope is lost, God can't work with dead talk. Because your seeds, your packet is full of dead seeds. God can't work with that. I'm going to verse 14 of Ezekiel 37. Sorry, verse 4. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. Wow. Wow. There's an uprising in the valley because he began to prophesy. So the first thing God tells Ezekiel to do is to prophesy to the dead bones. You might go, hands up, Sandra, can't do that. Never prophesied before. But you need to know the meaning of the word to prophesy. And to prophesy and to preach, they come from the same root, and they simply mean to speak out. If I'm preaching, I'm speaking forth. If I'm prophesying, I'm speaking forth. That's all it means. Can everybody here speak out? We're all capable of that. Some of us speak out more than others. Some of us have no filter, not looking at anywhere else but the front row. You know, we're all capable of prophesying because we're all capable of speaking out. We must speak to the dead situation. Speak the word of God over it. Don't continue to grumble and complain because that won't change the facts. Don't continue to repeat the facts because that won't change the facts. The facts are there. We know they're there and God knows they're there. That's all we need to do with them. We can give them to God and say, here's the facts, to give them to you. We don't need to repeat them after that. We can repeat the word of God. And again, I would say here, if we want to see life, we must speak life. Verse 4 says, hear the word of the Lord. We can change things by letting those things hear the word of the Lord. How is it going to hear the word of the Lord if we don't speak it? If we don't speak the truth over the dry bones, they're never going to hear it. The only way they're going to hear it is if we speak it. We must speak every positive thing we can think of over our dead situation. Here's another revelation for you. For our problem to hear the word of the Lord, who wants a problem to hear the word of the Lord? Yes, we do. For our problem to hear the word of the Lord, we have to speak the word of the Lord. We're not speaking it over the situation. The situation ain't hearing it, okay? We're the ones that should be speaking God's word over our lives. Ezekiel was told to prophesy, to speak out and breathe life into the situation. Here's another revelation. I told you I had plenty this morning. Here's another one. It says this: our words have power to bring dead things back to life. Our words have the power to do that. Stop listening to what the situation is saying to you, because situations will speak to you. Situations will say, there's no money in the bank. Situations will say, you're still sick. You prayed on Monday and it's Friday and you're still sick. Situations will say, you'll never get that job. You don't have enough money to pay the bills. Situations will speak to us. But we need to make the situation listen to the word of God by speaking the word of God over it and say, listen, hear ye the word of the Lord. We need to speak it over our situation. Isaiah 55 and verse 11 says this: so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I sent it. This is an amazing little scripture. I love this. I say this scripture every day in my quiet time because it was one that I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn this scripture because it's absolutely power-packed. It says, God's word doesn't return void. It's going to accomplish something as long as we're speaking it. The Amplified says it won't return useless or without a result. There's going to be a result, and it's going to be a good one if we speak the word of God. There's going to be a result if we speak negative words, but it won't be a good result. So we need to speak the word of God to get a good result. God's word accomplishes God's will in our lives, but only if we speak it over our lives. Our situation needs to hear the word of the Lord coming out of our mouth. Sickness, hear the word of the Lord. Bank balance, hear the word of the Lord. I remember once, years ago, because it was before I met Neil, so over 30 years ago, I needed £2,000. Now, £2,000 is a lot of money now, but over 30 years ago, £2,000 was more like needing £10,000. It was a lot of money. And I needed to save it by the end of the year, and this was halfway through, had about 5 months left or so to save this money, and it didn't look like it was going to happen. Now, the most I was working full-time, the most I'd ever managed to save to that point was £1,000. I'd never managed to save beyond that. And I remember, I was actually just sitting feeling really depressed about it. The hen of depression had landed. And the phone rang, the old-fashioned kind that rang in the corner of your mum's living room, not the mobile ones. And I picked it up, and it was just a friend from Edinburgh saying, how are you doing? And I said, well, actually, I'm a wee bit down. I need this amount of money, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So she just prayed with me. We prayed a prayer together and began to speak out that I would get that amount of money. And lo and behold, by the time the deadline, I had over £2,000 in my bank book, which is just as well because it's what was taking me to Australia. And I didn't know what was waiting for me in Australia at that point, you know. So I needed that money, and God knew I needed that money. So, you know, speaking out even over our finances will bring amazing changes into our finances. The dry bones came together with a rattling sound, it said, in the verse 7 of Ezekiel 37. Maybe we need to rattle a few things. Maybe we need to rattle our old way of talking. Maybe we need to shake off our old way of thinking and start to speak out something new into existence. So at verse 9 and 10, Ezekiel 37, 9 and 10, and it says again here in verse 9, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. What a fantastic result to speaking out the word of God. So God tells Ezekiel to prophesy again, and even more life came into these dry bones. And I believe God is saying the same to us. Keep speaking. Speak and keep speaking. Hope and keep hoping. And don't give up until you hear that rattling, until you hear the situation beginning to change. Speak God's word and keep speaking it until we see life coming into our situation. Don't stop short of your miracle. There was a song we used to sing years ago, "Don't give up, you're on the brink of a miracle." And you're okay, God has blessed you this morning, I will not sing it. Don't give up, because the miracle might be just round the corner. And all this happened because one man decided to speak out the word of the Lord as God had told him to do. And it brought hope back to life. And Ezekiel got his hope back. And so can we, just by speaking out the promises of God. So what are we saying to our dry and dead things in our life? Are we speaking words of life or death? Because we must learn to speak life. Don't talk about what we don't have, but speak about what we do have. We've got an amazing God. The creator of the universe is on your side. He's on our side. Romans 8:31 said, if God is for us, who can be against us? No one. Absolutely no one. When you're going to go into the office on Monday morning, God's on your side. And if that's not enough to get your hopes up, I don't know what is. I really don't know what is. But for whatever problem we're facing, God is on our side. Neil and I had a problem this week. And yesterday I said to Neil, I'm almost in tears with this. I don't know what else to do. And I've just encouraged myself. God is on my side. I know what to do. I'm just going to start prophesying to it. And I'm just going to keep prophesying. And I'm going to speak until my hope rises up that God is in control of this situation. And something living and breathing and an amazing army that's going to fight and worship God is going to come out at the end of this tunnel that we were in. God is amazing. And he is on my side. And I'm claiming that. I don't know about you. It's up to you. Claim it or leave it. But it's lying there waiting for us. God is on our side to change every and any situation. So remember that we said this, to prophesy means to speak out. Well, verse 10 there said, so I prophesied as he commanded. Right, I've got one more revelation for you. This is my favorite. This is going to knock your socks off. So get your pen ready, get your tablet ready, because you're going to want to write this one down. This is an amazing revelation just from that one phrase. So I prophesied as he commanded. Here's the revelation. Only God can make dry bones live, but only we can prophesy to them. Only we can do the prophesying. We are God's mouthpiece on earth. Jesus is not going to walk through that door in the physical. He's here in the spirit in us. Only God can make the dry bones live, but only we can do the prophesying. We must prophesy to the situation that we're facing and speak God's word to our dry bones. We are the mouthpiece of Almighty God in this generation until the day we die. It's the words of our mouth that will change our situation, but it's God's power that's in those words. God's already given us the answer, but we have to speak them out. Joyce Meyer says this, open your mouth and talk about what God has promised you. Once you change your words, it's all over for the devil. There is nothing he can do against God's word. The victory belongs to you. The victory belonged to Ezekiel. All these dead bones, I mean, it must have been a sight to see, and it must have been even more gobsmacking when the flesh and the sinew came on them, and all of a sudden they're there ready to march, an army, and victory was his. All because of what he had spoken. So here's what happened after Ezekiel spoke God's word to the dry bones. Verse 10 tells us, they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. The dead thing that Ezekiel was looking at came to life. He got a living, breathing, exceedingly great miracle. And we can as well. More than he ever dreamed possible, because God is the God of abundance. not teeny, teeny, weeny, wee things. The God of abundance, Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than all we ask or think. So Ezekiel opened his mouth and he spoke God's word, and then the dry bones came to life. Because God is in the business of bringing dry bones to life and bringing hope back to our life. But we need to be in the business of prophesying what God wants to do, speaking his truth out loud, so our dry bones can hear the word of the Lord and live again. Verse 12 in Ezekiel 37 says this: Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. God wanted his children to come into the promised land. He wanted them to experience the full life that he had for them. But to do that, they had to come out of their graves. They had to stop speaking death and they had to start speaking life. And God wants us to come out of our graves into the promises that he has for us too. He wants us to stop saying, it's hopeless. It will never work. I'll never manage it. And we need to start speaking words of hope again. Your things are dead and buried in graves that God wants to bring back to life. We've buried our hope. Some of us have buried our talents. And we've buried our future and our dreams. And it's up to us to breathe life back into them. It's up to us to let hope live again. So let's decide that our dry bones will hear the word of the Lord coming out of our mouth. Ask the worship team to come back up.